Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Health insurance, it's constantly a worry for business owners, and the dynamics are continually changing. Editor Paul Gatling recently sat down with Angela Lowther, Executive Director of the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace, to find out what's happening, well, in the marketplace.
So I think the number of uninsured Arkansans since 2013 been reduced by about half. I think the number is about 8% of uninsured Arkansans. How does that compare?
That's right.
With Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma, some surrounding states?
Well, I think we have set a good standard in the country. Arkansas has really done a good job in reducing the uninsured rate, and we continue to see that rate drop in good numbers, and that's a measure of our performance.
Sure. Yeah, strong numbers for you. All right, so a big focus for the marketplace and what you wrote about in the Business Journal a couple of months ago for us. People who have jobs but don't have insurance provided by their employers, the gig economy,
Right. Independent
contractors, self-employed. So you feel like the marketplace, which you wrote about and is reflected in these numbers, is a smart investment for those Arkansans. Why is that?
Well, you know, for me, health insurance is a way to take care of my family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have friends who do different jobs. And, you know, I think about my friends who are hairstylists and, right. you know, they pretty much run their own business wherever they are. And they want to take care of their families, too. And it's a way for people who are maybe not in what we would consider a common employer-employee relationship to cover themselves and make sure they have benefits available for their family.
Right. Besides, you know, that affordability, you know, what are some of the other benefits for Arkansans who search for their coverage through the marketplace?
We have a lot of tools available online. On our website, there's a place for people to go and seek additional resources. We have a hotline that folks can call if they want help or if they have questions about where to enroll. We also work with community organizations across the state, and they serve some different needs that maybe an agent or broker would be able to refer somebody who needed a little extra help, taking, you know, a few additional steps to some of these assisters that we have around, and they can get help, you know, that's one-on-one from somebody in their community that they trust.
Right. I mean, you know, you do a lot of outreach, I'm sure. And what is your approach there? I mean, we are, after all, talking about healthcare and insurance, and we start talking about subsidies and this and that. I mean, that's a maze of questions, I'm sure, that you are fielding every day. How do you educate? How do you enroll? How do you reach the public?
Sure. Well, you know, we do hear this referred to as a subsidized market a lot, and that's something that may not be the best way to explain it, because a lot of people are getting a tax credit that's based on their income. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we say the savings that people get through the marketplace, it's tied to what they're earning. And, you know, this group that we serve is over 138% of the federal poverty level, and that means they're working, and they are trying to make responsible choices for their families, and they can get coverage. And a lot of times we've heard folks who go into a hospital for treatment or some, you know, unexpected reason to seek medical attention, they get treated differently by just having proof of their insurance. Automatically they have maybe gone to the front of the line, so to speak, right. with how folks are interacting about their choices. Right. And we are here so that people have that freedom to choose a plan that works for them, and they have the freedom to choose how they want to invest, whether, you know, they want a larger deductible or a smaller deductible, and and that's something that they can do through the marketplace.
Okay. Arkansas recently took effect earlier this month, the first state to enact the work requirement eligibility criteria for the Medicaid program. How has that affected your job and your enrollment and what you're trying to do this year?
We do get asked about that a lot.
Yeah.
That's a program that is run out of a state agency. Mm-hmm. AHIM is not a state agency. We don't operate on any state tax dollars, so we really aren't the best people to answer those questions. We do get asked about them a lot, and to the extent that agents and brokers who sell exchange plans mm-hmm. would like extra information, we're able to help direct them to the right resources.
Okay, and so right now you're focused on looking forward to November, I would imagine. Your
That's
open
right.
enrollment period begins. I believe you had about 70,000 registered for the last two periods, so you know, maybe look into your crystal ball and maybe what kind of numbers do you expect to have November through mid-December this year? What trends do you see that maybe tell you what to expect?
Well, it was interesting. We had about 70,000 through open enrollment for the 2017 plans. And then at the end of 2017, when folks started signing up for 2018 coverage, we saw about 68,000, a little over 68,000 pick out a plan. So it's been impacted to some degree by some of the headlines around the Affordable Care yeah. Act. But not to the same degree that a lot of people expected. So I would expect that we would see a similar amount of people coming in, and we're also more mature as an organization. Mm-hmm. So we are able to know a little bit more about the Arkansans who need health insurance, and
right.
we understand
what questions they're going to ask you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're starting earlier this year than we ever have before, and having some of those conversations and going around the state and talking to different people in different communities to find out, you know, what things really worked for them last year, so that we know how to be more effective with our resources going into this upcoming open enrollment this fall.
That's Angela Lowther, Executive Director of the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace. You can find more of her interview online at our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. Until next time, take care.